friends in Australia. I'm unknown to most of you, and yet I call you my friends. Most of you, I think, really are the workers who refused to load the Dutch ships with arms and munitions, which would be used against our republic, the thousands holding demonstrations to protest against the onslaught upon our independence, the thousands of you who sympathize with our struggle for freedom. You all are my friends. When the war in the Pacific broke out, I was still a Dutch exile on the Isle of Banda. I heard of Australians being landed on the Isle of Ambon and the Isle of Timor. They came there to fight the Japanese, to defend their home country. Australians fought in Malacca. Australians fought in Sumatra. Australians fought in Java. Australians fought all the way long back from North Africa to Papua, to their homeland. An invasion of Australia by the Japanese was threatening. Then things took a turn. Australians with the Americans fought the Japanese back through jungles and over the seas to their homeland. Australia had a narrow escape. I think Australians are tough fighters, but I admire them most of all because they did not fight for territorial or political, nor even economic gain. You Australians fought so bravely because you wanted to defend your freedom. You are fighters for freedom all the way long from North Africa to Australia and up to Japan. I think that's why you are too, and you do understand our position now. We are fighting for our freedom. With you, we want a world where freedom of the peoples and freedom of man are really safeguarded. With you, we want to stand together against all enemies of freedom. If we have achieved our aim, become a strong, independent country, we assure you, you need not fight anymore in Sumatra, in Java, in Borneo, Ambon, Timor for your freedom. We ourselves will stand all onslaught upon freedom in our country, and so defend your freedom too. You will be able to keep your sons at home, working for the welfare of your people and for the welfare of humanity. We know that your country has come out of the war as an important industrial country. We are still an agricultural country. We need your engines and other industrial products. I suppose you can use our agricultural products. Therefore, we can, and we will certainly establish close relations as good neighbors, changing the goods of our countries.